Hello, and welcome back, and welcome to chapter five. And chapter five is all about people. And the question is, do you have the right people? So, from a business point of view, this could be about the team that you've got working with you. It could be about, do you have the right suppliers? Do you have the right customers? Do you have the right R&D team, the marketing people? Do you have the right external support? So, that might be around financial. Accountancy, it might be around marketing, or it might be around design, or whatever. From a personal point of view, this might be more around the people who are going to be working through this change with you. So it's still about a team, but the team might be family, it might be friends, it might be any other kind of group of people. So it's really just about checking that you've got the right people there. I mean, with a personal point of view in terms of family, I'm not suggesting that you want to change your family, because it's about understanding who you want this goal with, and who's going to help you, which is the most important part of the right people. So it's, who is your support network? Who's around you that's going to help you to work through this process? Are you going to have a coach? Or is it a friend that you can bounce ideas off? What about the family? Are the family going to be supportive, and how are they going to support you? Because it's important that you don't have to work through these things completely on your own. If you do have to, then that's fine. That's the way it is. Or you choose to, that's also okay. But check whether there are appropriate people who might be able to help. So, for instance, is there somebody who's done it before? So when we moved down to Cornwall, and we had a friend who'd moved to Cornwall before, and so we were asking them about for advice about the move, and what would make it a good or a bad move, or where to go, and all that kind of thing. And then when we did move here, it was all about asking for support in terms of who the local builders are and so on, people who could help us. So it's important to ask for advice, and it's important to ask people, but make sure you've got the right people. And it's a lot easier to choose the right people to talk to when you've got a goal to work on, and you've looked at what you don't want and what you really specifically want to achieve as well. So check the people around you. As I say, from a business point of view, have you got the right people involved in this project? Do you need to choose a project team that's going to be really effective? Are you looking at the right set of customers as well as the suppliers? And are you outsourcing to the right people in the best way? But in all of these, whether it's a business or a personal change, then who's going to help and support you? So, are you using a coach? If you are they the right person to coach you at this moment in time? So again, write all of these down. Write the people who are helping you. Write the people who are involved. Write the people who you write down the people you want to be involved in the change, and who the change is going to impact. And then work through that and decide whether there's other people you need to bring in, or there's people you need to not involve in this process. So we're getting a little bit more complex, but it's still really important to think about in terms of the people. So good luck with that one, and we'll see you in chapter six.